Governments can spend money and not be responsible. They can tax to a degree, they can borrow to a degree, but then they can print the money when they need it. And common sense tells almost anybody that looks at this that, you know, you just can't get away with that. This causes problems. Because if we double the money supply, which we do in not too many years, why wouldn't that money have half the value?
Right.
So it's the money that goes down in value which causes the inflation, the higher prices to rise, which is so harmful to the middle class and the poor, because they suffer rising prices more so than if you're on Wall Street, where you get to use the newly created money to promote deals, you know, leverage buyouts and these things. They make billions of dollars. Or if you get to use the money first, like the government or the military industrial complex or the health industry now, which is right. The government industry, then all of a sudden that they have their advantages, but the middle class and the poor literally can get wiped out through a monetary process. Monetary policy is very, very important, and other people don't want to talk about it, either because they like the way it works and they can finance their project, or they just don't understand it. But the American people, I find, are understanding this better than a lot of people here in Washington.
Is this the so-called inflation tax you talk about quite often? Is how that affects
right.
the...
Right. It is an inflation tax, and even though it's not taxed in the conventional sense, it's a tax because that's how you can get money out of people's wallet without taking it from them through the IRS. So if you double the money supply and your dollar goes down 50%, the government has literally stolen 50% of the value of your money. So it is an inflation tax, and it's very, very unfair, and it is the most regressive tax we have.